Right about there.
Let me start that over.
Damn it, Dylan.
And pay attention.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Uncommon Sense. I am your uncommon host, Billy the Kid, and you have found the most uncommon place on the internet. And I said that really fast. I'm getting better, guys. Okay, so I actually just... I wanted to bring this up really quick. The difference between Kotex and Drazen's ads. Okay. By Oregon Campaign Watch. An astute reader sent us this note on the notable differences between Oregon governor candidate Tina Kotek and Christine Drazen's ads. This person says, there could be no clearer illustration of the difference between the left and the right than the YouTube commercials of Christine Drazen and Tina Kotek. Drazen's commercials talk about Oregon. Kotek's talk about Kotek. But the most telling difference is this. Drazen's commercials allow you to skip them after a few seconds and get back to your YouTube viewing. Kotek forces you to watch her lengthy, narcissistic commercials in their entirety. Maybe we should check one out really quick. Sure. I think we should. I'm on Drazen's page over here anyway, so let's go this way. That's fine. We'll just throw this out there. Here's one. Small town, I think this is an ad.
I'm an Oregonian. Yeah. My life is an Oregon story. I was born in Klamath Falls, where family and community were everything to me. Growing up, I saw firsthand politicians put their personal agendas ahead of hardworking families. My opponents have spent decades doing just that. They helped Kate Brown push through a massive sales tax when we could least afford it. And our streets are a mess. Kate Brown, Tina Kotek, and Betsy Johnson have extraordinary power, but they've only made things worse. More than 1,000 dangerous criminals released into our neighborhoods and a homeless crisis that is devastating all of Oregon. Oregon deserves better. I'm Christine Drazen. If you're looking for a third term of Kate Brown, you've got two great choices, Tina Kotek and Betsy Johnson. But if you're looking...
Sorry, but where's the lie? I mean, look at how much Betsy helped her do.
Yeah.
Do you really think she's that much of a middle grounder?
Looking for a new direction, someone who has actually stood up to Kate Brown, then let's do this.
Paid for by Friends of Christine Drazen, PAC ID 19050.
All right, so let's go. Tina Code. Already exited out of it. That's one of her ads, I think. This one's only a 30-second one. That's only a 30-second one.
Yeah, let's watch that.
This election is a big, big deal because abortion rights are on the ballot, and there's only...
I'm sorry. Can we stop? That is not the biggest issue, like, anywhere. I'm sorry, but it's just not. Oops. That's how much I wanted to watch that.
This election.
But really, that's really starting to get on my nerves. Who was it? Some Republican GOP leader guy brought it up not too long ago. But yeah, I don't know. Just the whole abortion thing's getting on my nerves. You know, and us as Republicans... I mean, we're not Republicans, but you know what I'm saying. On the conservative side of things, I feel like we need to just ignore the abortion thing right now. Yeah. Because they're just trying to use it to distract us and to distract the voters. And
if you think they're on your side, ask yourself some basic questions. What are they doing to help me? What are they doing to help my family?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing to help my job? And what are they doing to help my community?
Absolutely. Okay, so let's go on with her and her abortionness.
Abortion is a big, big deal because abortion rights are on the ballot. And there's only one candidate Planned Parenthood PAC of Oregon trusts to be governor. That's Tina.
All right, well, that says a lot right there.
There's only one candidate that Planned Parenthood
trusts.
Well, then that's the only one I don't trust. I know too much about you, Planned Parenthood. Where you came from.
Where you started.
Where you stand.
What your goal.
That you don't provide prenatal care.
No.
I honestly feel bad for those people that think they actually provide or no care. Well, that's part of the whole thing, dude. Because that's part of the distraction right there.
Yeah, because it's not. Because
it sounds nice.
Yeah, it sounds friendly. Sounds like they give
you resources. And it has nothing to do with parenthood.
No. They should call it unplanned parenthood because their number one mission is abortions. It should be called
planned unparenthood.
Yeah.
Or we could just call it, you know, premeditated murder.
Yeah, we can call it that.
Okay, sorry. If you thought about it,
you drove there, you had all that time during that distance of drive to think about your decision. And see, that's the thing. People aren't responsible for the decisions they make in life.
Exactly.
If they were, and they were held accountable, you know, by a governor. But
also, let's look at the statistics on abortions. What demographic of people has the most abortions in this country?
People of color.
Margaret Sanger would be proud. Unfortunately.
Yep. Let's keep watching this.
Tina Kotak. Because Kotak took action, protecting a woman's right to make decisions about her own body. With the strongest law in the country, she'll stop any attempt to roll back our rights. Planned Parenthood PAC of Oregon knows Tina Kotak is the leader Oregon needs. Paid for by Friends of Tina Kotak 4792.
Okay, wow. So that whole thing was just about abortion and Tina Kotek.
That was more of a Planned Parenthood commercial than anything.
All right, well, let's see what this one is.
All right.
It's easy to just drive by, to criticize, and to speculate. We need a plan to help get people off the streets so everyone is safe. Tina Kotek has the plan to do it. It's strategic and it's accountable. From expanding treatment programs for addiction and mental health to putting new outreach workers on the ground, plus more shelters and affordable housing. After 27 years of working on these issues, I can tell you, Tina understands the challenge and she truly cares.
Paid for by Friends of Tina Kotek, PAC ID 4792.
All right, whoa. First of all, she is Speaker of the House for Oregon. And if she had a plan,
why didn't she help implement it already? She's already had, that's the thing about Tina Kotek. She has already had chances to change Oregon. She's already had her place of power that could have already done things differently.
It's because of her decisions.
She is part of the reason we are where we are.
Right. She is part of the reason of the homelessness.
Yet she's trying to run as if she's going to create all this change.
You know, build back better.
Show you built back better. Calm down, Billy. Anyways, okay, so we're just really making this guy's point was all I was really doing.
Did you notice that with the Christine Drazen, you could skip the ad?
And did you know that she has spent the least amount in all the candidates when it comes to her advertising?
Yeah.
She has spent less than $3 million on all of her shit.
Yeah.
The other two are well over $3 million. Kotek's at 3.6. Anyway.
You know, I say Billy for governor.
I don't want to be governor. No one would vote for me anyway. Why? I'm too sarcastic before I have my coffee. Oh, sarcastic after the coffee. Faster. All right, let us know what you guys think in the comments. Do you think Tina Kotek is narcissistic? And, you know, do you care that she's a lesbian? And as always, stay uncommon.